Hello.
Hello.
Brownie girl. Right, see you later. I'm going now to get the special bulbs.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Jess.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you for brownies. Not really tomorrow. That was a lie. Oh, Vindig. I'm busy in Vindig. Yeah. What the hell's that? Oh, I bet that was loud in your right ear. Oh, that was the beep. They're the beeps.
It's very much about the character exploring whether she's still desirable. And how does one know if one's still desirable? Desirability depends on a whole...
They were the beeps to say that the... Oh, we're on
the... Same time you have...
Shut up, Radio 4. Smash your head in. Oh, God, the steering on this motor is stiff. Anybody know why? Yes, I've got plenty of steering fluid. Okay, so we're going to a car shop to get a rear left, although they're all in the rear, brake light, a left brake light bulb. I go through bulbs quite a lot on this car, especially headlights. I don't know why, but headlights go quite, when I say quite a lot, I've changed more bulbs on this car than I have all of the cars I've ever owned and driven combined. Should we put the air conditioning on? Let's put that on. That needs a bit of a test. Oh, the bus. The bus stop has moved. Right. Let's go. So, beautiful, beautiful weather. If I'm to be honest, it's a little bit drafty, and it has been since about 11 o'clock this morning. Oh, what's this? Excuse me. Dean Reed. He's in a bar in Thailand, Pattaya, and they're playing some Metallica. Yeah! Yeah! Let's give it to James Hetfield. Yeah! Well done, Dean. Just make me even more jealous than I already am. It's alright, don't worry about me. I'll just stay in boring old South Wiltshire. It's alright, Dean. You go travelling, son. It's alright, don't worry about me. I'm only kidding, you know I am. Am I envious of Dean going... Because this was a topic of conversation amongst us in when we were walking in Northamptonshire last weekend. And we were saying, we were talking kind of about being away. And I think, am I personally jealous of Dean being away? Well, or anybody going to do what Dean's doing? So Dean Reed is in Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, kind of out there for a month. I don't think I'm actually jealous of anybody or anything. I'm at that age in my life where I kind of just accepted that if I haven't got the money for it, I can't get it. So what's the point in worrying? If there's scope to go somewhere or do something or purchase something, if there's scope to do it, then, you know, I'll generally work to achieve that aim, I think, really. I'm kind of glad that Dean's doing all the pictures and video. You know, he does a vlog, like, when he can. Well, I think he does a vlog every day, don't you, Dean? Not that you're listening to this. And probably not that you'll ever listen to this. For a while, at least. He's trying to do a vlog every day and upload them when he can. And he's got lots of pictures on Instagram and uploads those when he can. I think he's had quite varying success with the internet connection as well. You know, a couple of the hotels that he stayed in have had really good upload speeds from what he's been saying. Yes. I'll just stick with South Wiltshire here at the minute. A303 towards Andover. Beautiful day. Quite, as I was saying, quite windy now. Blue, pale blue sky. Some white fluffy clouds. We've got about, I don't know, 6/8 clear sky here. Really warm. The wind started probably about 11:30 this morning. Before that, the sun was reflecting off a windowsill. The blind, the Venetian blind that I have on the window, I have right next to my left shoulder, only goes down to about a foot off the windowsill. So the sun get, what the hell? Oh, I'm going to talk about this. The sun goes down to the sun shines and reflects on through the window onto the black windowsill, which reflects back up, believe it or not, but it creates an enormous amount of heat. Now, the problem that we have is when we've got the blinds down in our office, you know, it's quite a large area of window edge. When we've got the blinds down, the back end of the office is actually quite cool, but where I am, we there's still bits of light getting through, and when the sun is shining, no matter if it's really cold outside, it is hot at the window. So we're the only office in the whole building that has air conditioning, because I think it used to be an old computer room with servers in, and so it needed to be kept cool. So the aircon units are still there. And so we're at that very awkward point where it's, no matter what kind of what temperature you have the aircon at, it's never the right temperature. So it's either too hot, or it's that sickly lukewarm, or it's off. Because we can't keep it at a temperature which keeps us cool enough. It's just that, you know, it doesn't get, you know what I mean. I should shut up. If we've got the windows open, then they're like old school windows, so they pivot in the middle. On the left and right hand side, they pivot in the middle, so the bottom opens out and the top kind of comes inward. But too much wind gets in, it blows the blinds and blah blah blah. So sometimes we can't have the windows open, especially like today where it's been windy, being a pain in the bum. But the sun has been so warm today. I mean, the car is sure. I'm not too sure whether I believe this or not. It's shown 15 degrees centigrade. Mind you, in the village where we live, it's it was 13 degrees when I pulled away. So, don't drink and drive. It splashes back up into your face. Oh, oops, windy. No need to go this fast, everybody. Our car likes sitting at 80 miles an hour. It's just a comfortable speed. You know, that I can feel that the car is comfortable at that speed. So what's been going on? A lot of work. Okay, so what we're looking forward to. Well, this weekend, of course, there's only 4 days work next week because of Good Friday. So this weekend, my mother-in-law is coming on Saturday and she's leaving on Sunday, which is a very, very short visit. And she won't be here 24 hours by the sounds of it, but she's taking the 3 kiddie winkies back home with her. Yee-haw! Yes, she's taking the kids back up to hers, and so Sarah and I'll have kind of a week. I mean, she's still got to work, I think she might have a child to look after, I think. The kids are on holiday from tomorrow, so but anyway, nonetheless, I've got to work next week, and then I'm off. After work next Thursday, I'm off. So I don't know what our plan is for going up north, but Sarah wants to go up in the Lake District. Oh, Kendal in the Lake District was under snow this morning when people woke up. Good 4 inches of it or so. It's quite a lot of snow fell in the night. And I will say that the wind has a bit of a bite to it at the minute. Oh, look at that beautiful big motorhome. It's a Swift. And they're pulling a trike, a motorbike's tricycle. So I've got also the bits and pieces I need, and this is for TurboStream's interest, because we were talking about this when he was down. I've got all the bits and pieces I need to fix my awning light on our motorhome. So the story behind this is at night time when we're out in our motorhome, it's particularly dark out the door. So you can have an awning light, you know, fixed, and the awning light is just a standard, like an outdoor light, like the one that's outside your house, you know, it's got a bulb in it, and it kind of, but you know, you have to kind of drill it a hole through the walls of the motorhome, and I don't want to do that. I don't really want to do that if I can help it. So I'm always on the, a lot of motorhome and caravan owners are as well, always very careful about how much electricity you use when you're just running off the leisure battery. So a standard bulb is not the way ahead. And even when I say standard bulb, I'm even talking about power saving bulbs, but not LED. They're obviously very, very efficient. So what I've got is a strip, an LED strip. It's a 50-50 SMD strip for outdoor use. So the bulbs are encased in some tough silicone, and I deliberately bought only the white version. Not really interested in this in the multicolour thing. Just want the white version. Except that, you know, there's no controller on the end of the strip. And why is that pertinent? Well, sometimes you might not want them as bright as they can appear to be. Because they're very, very bright. And I thought, well, I want to control the brightness. I know you can, because I've got two or three of these strips already that I use as Christmas lights. And so I did a bit of research, and I thought, I don't want to put a controller on it, you know, one of these infrared controllers, I don't want that. So the other option I had was, which I've gone with, is a small switch, which has multi-functions on it. So I can dim them, switch it on and off, and I think there's a controller in there for, there's a function in there to control like phases of the light, perhaps, you know, like flashing or dimming in and out. Not that I'm going to use that, because I'm not really bothered about that. All I want to do is to be able to turn the brightness up and down. So and I've bought like 15 meters of cable, which is dirt cheap, and also what else have I got? Oh, some connectors, some easy connectors. So instead of stripping wire and, you know, getting manual connectors, these things, you just put your length of cable in one half, and this thing is only like the size of your thumbnail, but you put one end of the cables, you know, because obviously each cable consists of two wires, so put one pair in one end, the other pair from whatever you're joining it to or from in the other end of this cable, and then snap it closed, and so it's got a hinge, just close it, and it makes the connection. It pierces the rubber and it makes a connection. Easy peasy. So no faffing, no stripping of cable, nothing. And I've bought some heat shrink rubber, and so I can slip that over the top, and you know, that'll keep the majority of the water, but I can seal it with some silicone as well, which I've got and I've had for a while actually. So I'm going to experiment with how to get the cable inside the vehicle. Invariably, what I don't want is a length of cable on show. I don't want that. What I also don't really want is to drill through the walls of, or I say walls, but the wall of the vehicle itself. I don't want to go through the habitation. Now, a lot of people do. They're quite confident in drilling through it. I'm confident in drilling through it. It's the... where's Car World? Here we go. Moto World. Moto. Yeah, I'm quite confident in drilling through it. Oh! Oh, they're shut. Or at least... Oh, closed. Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, testes. Never mind. Thursday. Early closing. As soon as you drill through that, you're breaching the integrity, aren't you, of the waterproofness protection and all the rest of it. You're just inviting in damp, basically. So I don't really, if I can help it. Hey, I'm really smoky. What the hell? This car's getting a bit smoky. Yeah, so I don't really want to drill through if I can help it. A lot of people, in fact, all the kind of reviews and that are saying, yeah, drill through. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want to drill through it. There are virtually no, extremely few reviews and video reviews online for doing British motorhomes. There's a lot of American RVs. A lot of people who own RVs are showing you how to do it. But the thing with that, of course, is there's more scope to do it with an RV. Insofar as generally when RVs park up. And a lot of English people park up, I suppose, then the lights are connected externally as opposed to being part of the electronic or the electric infrastructure of the vehicle. You know, so the light will be fixed. They'll stick the light on, but then when they need it, they'll plug in a cable from an auxiliary cable that they're then going to plug in somewhere else. And I don't want that. I want it to be a permanent feature of the vehicle, so that I switch a switch on the inside, and then the light will come on outside. So, come on, missus. All right, so that's what I'm after doing. Also, what I have is, I had one of these lights before. I've basically knocked the rear high-mounted light on the left side. I've knocked that off. And I did buy one, but it hasn't really been dry enough to take the current fixture off, clean all of the sealant away that's already there, and then fix the new one on. And so what I'm talking about, this rear high-mounted light, it's on the side of the vehicle at the top, on the left-hand side up at the top in the corner. The front half of it is white and the rear half is red. And the previous owner, or the one before him, I'm the third owner, they've just had clear ones, and they've painted the inside of the lens red on the rear half. Whereas you can buy the proper thing, so that it's got red plastic on the rear and white plastic on the front, forward facing rather. You can buy them, they're £8, and they're made by Hella, and they are specifically for trailers, motorhomes, caravans. That's what they're specifically for, that purpose. And so I need to fix, where am I going? I'm going the wrong way, but never mind. Tour around Andover, should have gone left. We're 6 2/3. so I'd lost it. I was going to do it one weekend. I was like, where have I put the lens? Which also includes the bulb, like a long tubular bulb. So I couldn't, so I had to buy another one, and now it's dry enough, and so I'll get that fixed on. I don't know. I think the rules are that if a light is affixed to the vehicle, it should be working. Common sense rules apply, where you know if you're bringing a left-hand drive vehicle across from the continent into the UK, then your reverse, if you've only got one reverse light and one fog light, they have to be swapped round so that they're on the other side respectively. But common sense rules apply that if you do have a light that's fixed to the vehicle, or it's part of the vehicle, then it should be working. I think they're the rules. So I mean, I've been driving around for months with this light that's been knocked off, so I haven't been stopped yet. And I drive around with the lights on all the time in the motorhome. But at night, I do. And this is the thing about our motorhome: there are no white lamps on the over cab bed. You know, on the outside, there are no white lights facing forward. You know, sometimes you get those, especially on lorries, you get those high-mounted white lights to show where the top of the vehicle is. I haven't got those on mine, and I'm a bit narked. So what I've bought is some white reflective tape. And what I'm going to do is, because it's 2.5 centimetres wide, I'm actually going to cut it in half down its length. And I'm going to very carefully stick it to the metal kind of external strip that runs down, well, it's a join really, it runs down the, it's the join between the ceiling roof panel thing and the sides. Now where do I need to go? Straight across, okay, yep. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do, so that at least when vehicles are oncoming and they're shining their headlights, you know, that white strip will light up. We'll go to Halfords, they'll get our business today. I'm not too chuffed about that Motor World. I think it's expensive for what it is, and the two blokes who work in there specifically, I think they're bloody ignorant and arrogant with it. They're not very helpful. Whereas the people in Halfords are generally quite nice people, and notwithstanding that they're about three times the size of that Motor World. Motor World is just more accessible, albeit that it's just another 2 or 3 minutes drive further on. So here I am in Halfords. I'll keep recording and get a soundscape. And right, here we go. Mouthful of. I'm gonna do this. Separate recording about this new app that Bernie Goldbach has tweeted me. Right, car's locked. Yep, it's a bit drafty. That, sorry, it's windy. I thought it was. In fact, I'll stop recording here, and I'll start again when I'm just going to the shop.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.